רב דניאל בוקר.
Are you going there for the Mother Seder?
I don't know yet. Probably, yeah.
No. Alright. Can I ask you later?
Shh. Okay. But if I stand or sit, can I sit?
We have to.
I want to listen to you.
Switch cameras right in the middle of my way. Okay, so a while ago at this 10 o'clock slot, I did halachas of Birkas HaGoyim. So the derech is really not that similar, but it's somewhat similar, so it's been on my mind for a while. Especially because Tazrach seems to be a very, very simple halacha, right? What is there we need to talk about? You know, you get in your car, you make Tazrach, how hard is it? But the truth is, it's actually quite, there are, of course, some complicated inyonim that we can deal with. So really what I want to do is, in the short amount of time we have, is just really go through the Gemara with you and try to bring out some of the things from the Gemara. So Gemara's on Brachas Choftas on the base. So Gemara begins that, with Eliyahu Novi. Omli Eliyahu, Lav Yehuda Chud Rasulah Chazida. Eliyahu Novi spoke to someone, and he said, told him three things. And the third thing was, when you go on a journey, Himalech Bekein Chavetzei. And Rashi says, Himalech means take Asrushus. Ask Rushus from your Creator, and then go on your journey. And he goes, And it's not just a good advice on Eliyahu Novi, but it's a feel that a person, when they go on a journey, have to say Tzvot Zedarech. So just to begin with a little bit of drush. So Losh Adwan is Himalech Bekein Chavetzei, which implies have a conversation. That's normally what that Losh means. So Shlach HaKadosh says, what does that mean? If you say Tzvot Zedarech, you're not going to get an answer if it's a good idea for you to go on your journey or not. So he says, it's like the Gemara Rechina Ben Daisa, that when he would daven for a chayla, if it went smoothly, then he knew that his tefillahs were heard and the chayla would get better. And if it stammered, if it didn't work out of his mouth, then it was a bad sign. So says the Shlach HaKadosh, when he says Tzvot Zedarech, if it goes smoothly and well, it's a good sign for your journey. And if it stutters and stammers in your mouth, if you struggle with Tzvot Zedarech, be careful. Maybe think about going the next day. Yeah, maybe turn around. Yeah, I don't know if that's how to get that. It's us nowadays and with the siddur and so on, but it's an interesting shlach. Okay, so Gemara says, my tefillahs aderech. What's tefillahs aderech? Then it gives you the losh of tefillahs aderech, which is very similar to our losh, and there are many different gifts that we're going to give from this house, but the Gemara's nusach is very similar, except that it's all in the singular. Right, that's Ideini L'Shalom, that's Mecheini L'Shalom. So the Gemara says, Omar Abaya, Le'ilah Mishazin Shenafshe V'Hadi Tzibore. The person shouldn't say Tzfilas Aderech Loshen Yochid, rather they should say Tzfilas Aderech Loshen Tzibo in a Loshen Rabbim, in order to have their Tzfilas part of everybody else. And it's a general klal. Rashi says, that way your Tzfilas are heard more. So in other words, something we're all used to, this is the Makar, even if you're not on a journey with other people, you still say Tzfilas Aderech with the Loshen Rabbi Shisna Cheinu, Satsideinu, etc. Now the truth is, the Magen Avraham brings the Sefer Kana, Sefer Kabbalah, which says, Al Pi Soid, when someone says Tzfilas Aderech, they should say the one word Vitzitneini, Loshen Yochid, not Vitzitneinu. And it's brought in Mishneh Berurah, without any chelek on it. It's brought in Shulchan Charav. But to the best of my knowledge, the vast majority of Sidurim don't have that. They have a sitnei nu, as well as, and not the sitnei ni. And the Aruch HaShulchan brings that the Aruch HaElokim on the Sefer Kana, maybe that's the Mekir there. So the first question we have is that here we have in the Gemara the Nusach of Tzvot Aderech. And it is different from our Nusach, and the Torah has a different Nusach, and there are slight differences in the Nusach. Our Nusach is longer. Even before we start talking about the extra Pesukim that we put on the end, the question is, are you allowed to tweet Tzvot Aderech to fit your particular circumstances? So, for example, nowadays, if someone's going in a car, can they say, "V'satzleinu mitonostrachim, save me from road crashes"? Or if someone is going near the border, Shem Zalman Eibach says, they can allow to daven to say, "Save me from landmines." Right, are you allowed to tweak Tefillat HaDerech, or is the Nusach, whatever Nusach you have, like it says in Yisidah, can't play with it? Well, because you're davening. Tefillat HaDerech, you're davening for... So that's the question. It's quite a long list, right? So it includes different things. Yeah, Ayiv Listim. Yeah, we don't say one Lashon. We try to include as many things as possible. But when we daven a Bakasha like that, we try to add many things. So you want to be able to focus on your particular problem. So Rosh Hashanah truth it brings from the Raviyah. The Raviyah says, well, the Rishonim says that someone who goes in the sea is allowed to have, allowed to say their tefillah and mention the sea, right? So daven particularly to be safe from stormy waters. So Rosh Hashanah says, you're allowed to tweak Tefillat HaDerech according to your circumstances. Rechaim Kanievsky says, like you, already it has everything included in there, no need to do any tweaking. I saw an interesting tefillah for people who are parachuters. Someone who is parachuting, what they should daven for the ropes to be strong and for the winds not to blow them off course, etc. etc. Shachera has quite strong kerala.
When do they do
Tzvezda? Say again?
What stage do they do
Tzvezda? We'll get that. Bear with me. Alright. So that's the first question. You're allowed to tweak Tzvezda Derech, and it's machlekes, but generally speaking, it seems a whole lot of Shem Zom Neubach, that person is allowed to tweak Tzvezda Derech a little bit if they want. Imagine a person has to be careful. But, certainly, sometimes people complain about some of the things in Tefillat HaDerech that seem not to be neged, like listening to Mechayis Loris. So I don't think that you need to take out any part of Tefillat HaDerech, but add on a little bit, seemingly as mutter, if a person feels the need to do it. Like, for example, the pilot and Jimmy have a plane and they're quite scared of the way down. So the Gemara continues. The Magen Avraham says, why do you say Blosh Rabbi if there's no one else there with you in the car? And so you say, because it's Tilda Rabim, and there is someone else travelling somewhere in the world. So you're saying, Tilda Rabim for you, and for whoever else is out there. And I guess you're driving down the M1, you've got a lot of people around you. But somewhere out there in the world, there is someone else travelling, and so you say, Tilda Rabim, Blosh Rabim, says the Magen Avraham, and that way your tefillahs are heard, because you're part of the tzibur. So the Gemara says, Amos Matzli, when do you say Tilda Rabim? In other words, when is the beginning of Tilda Rabim? Says the Gemara, Yaakov Amrav Chista, Mishash Mahalich Baderech, from when he goes on the journey. Now the Rif has a slightly different gesa. The Rif says Atche Yoches Baderech, which seems to be the same thing, but isn't exactly. So the question is, when exactly can you start saying Tefillat HaDerech? So the preponderance of the Poskim say that a person can only say Tefillat HaDerech when they're already on the journey. The Shla asks, what difference does it make? So the difference is, says Islam, maybe because of Brachal Batal, someone says Tefillat HaDerech, be ashamed Malchus, they will leave shame at the end. And then he changes his mind, or his car breaks down, or whatever it is, or the train gets cancelled, or the plane gets called off, you did Brachal Batal. So if it says Islam, so you're actually on the journey, you can't say Tefillat HaDerech. Yeah, assuming you're saying the full, no, here now we're assuming you're saying proper Tefillat HaDerech with the Brachal at the end, not in any side way. So the preponderance of Paskin say that a person has to be already on the journey by the time they say Tefillat HaDerech. Magen Avraham, he brings his Chiddush, that it has to be the same as a Reuven, it has to be outside Yibura Shalei, it has to be outside the boundaries of the city, which is more than 70 amas and a little bit outside of the city. 70 amas, Chaimna is 132 feet, sorry, it's 110 feet, Chaznish 132 feet. It's not a massive difference, but it's already outside of the city. So you already have to be on your way before you can start saying, yeah, which fits very well with the Lashon of the Gemara, Chiyat L'Derech. The Taz, however, says, he is really relying, it seems, on the Gers of the Rif, Shiyoyches B'Derech. He says, if a person is absolutely sure, so he's packed his bags, and he's got his bags in the car, and he's checked his tire pressures, and he's checked his oil levels. The truth is, even according to Taz, I'm not sure nowadays if going to the airport is counted as being so sure. Because you really don't know what's going to happen, right? But on a usual journey, a car journey, you're in the car, you're going to be going, but you're still in the city. So it says the Taz, that's called Yechaz Baderech, and you're allowed to say Tefillat HaDerech already then.
In the town centre?
Wherever you are, yeah, still in the town.
A long time ago.
Yeah, just as long as you're already on the journey, and your journey is going to go outside, you can say then, although the truth is, a little bit mashma that you should say then. Because we'll talk soon about Kavanah and so on the journey, so a little bit mashma from the Taz that you should say them, but no, you can say them. The truth is, the Taz is a Das Yachid, and the Prima Godin brings that no one else agrees with the Taz, but again, the Mishnah Berurah brings that B'di Eved one could rely on the Taz. So if for some reason a person has to say Tefillah Shachrit before they go on their journey, I can't really imagine circumstances nowadays why they would have to. But let's say, for example, there was such a thing, b'di'evad, or let's say someone forgot. They thought they were outside of the city and they said Tefillah Shachrit and they found out that they weren't. So Yisra Kvila and Taz, and b'di'evad, a person can say before. But really we say the person has to wait after. The Shla, however, brings that if one is already on the journey, and we'll talk about this soon if we get there, we're out of time. If a person is already on the journey and they're staying in a hotel, right, so they're already on their way, they're travelling, they've got, I don't know, let's talk about the olden days, they're on the journey and they've got to stop at a hotel on the road, so they haven't arrived yet where they're going permanently, but they've stopped on the journey. So according to the vast majority of Poskim and the Shulchan Aruch, Mishmur, really everyone, they have to say Tefillah Shachrit every day. So in the morning when they wake up, they have to say Tefillah Shachrit. So says the Shla, that Tefillah Shachrit can be said even in the town. So a person staying in their premier inn in Watford.
Correct from home.
So even though they are in the town, they can say Tefillah Shachrit there, they don't have to wait till they're on the road. Because they already Echaz Baderech. Pardon? You're talking now about whether or not when the date changes.
Yeah,
so that's separate, Shiloh. When does a person come chayv in his next Tefillah Shachrit? So Shem Zaman Ha'i Paskins, either way, if you're travelling the whole time, then you don't say Tefillah Shachrit again with a bracha.
I lost, no.
Say again? No, if you're still journeying, so you're on the plane, let's say, and a loss comes up, you wouldn't say another Tefillah Shachrit with a bracha. You say Tefillah Shachrit without the bracha at the end.
Until you
stop.
You do say without a bracha.
You say without, yeah, as a klal, you can say without a bracha whenever you want. So a person's driving through Withenshaw and they get nervous, they say Tefillah Shachrit without Hashem's name. That's the general klal.
Sometimes it starts
the next day.
12 o'clock at night.
No, that's morning. Allah is next.
Set off from London at 1 o'clock in the morning.
And you're still driving through.
5:30 goes by.
So then you don't, not unless you stop.
So what was it? So I left at in the evening.
Yes.
I went there to London. So
yes.
First Derech.
Yes.
Stayed there for 4 hours.
Yes.
Had a rest and then drove back at 5 o'clock back again.
You just stopped temporarily in London for a few hours. So generally speaking, you don't have to continue there. No, then you would on the way back.
Mr. Dance.
Yes, there's another day after. I think you would.
You'd say it twice.
You'd say it twice, once on the way down and once on the way back, because it's a new day. It's also new. And it's also a new.
All
our
lawyers.
After
nets.
Simple as you left after loss.
Which day? I'm lost.
It's not nach, it's a loss.
It's summer. Left
yes.
After loss.
Which day? On the way back or the way there?
Way back.
Yes. I think so. But I don't know, maybe not, because the person isn't staying. So is it all one long journey?
One journey.
It's not one journey. Yeah, but you had a chas, no?
No, I think, no, you're right. Because if a person goes on a journey and stops on the way.
I think Shin has committed.
What's lost on Chazarenu? We say on return.
Yeah.
Also,
it's
the same day.
It's quite a different day.
Yeah. It's quite a different day.
Shin has committed.
It's not. I think it starts a new day, though. Okay, not sure.
If you're going to sleep, for 3 hours, then
no, Shin's right. Also, doesn't count.
No,
but the question is whether or not the new day counts. If you stopped, you finished your journey, and it was a new day, it counts.
Then.
Yeah. Well, it's not. Yeah, the pair. Okay. For next time, I'll find out.
Oh,
so I don't have these tapes.
So it's definitely not till nach. It's like.
No, certainly all that day. Yeah. Yeah, and the night follows after the day. Shavuot, night follows after the day. Yeah. Alright, so then we have the second big question, which is what kind of journey does a person have to say Tefillah Shachrit for, right? So Gemara continues. Ad kama. Gemara says ad kama. So there's machlekes, what exactly Gemara means by ad kama. So according to one day, it means until how long into your journey you're allowed to say Tefillah Shachrit. According to the other day, it means how far does your journey have to be before you say Tefillah Shachrit. So once you've gone out of the city, how far does the journey have to be outside the city? Lepoel we paskin, limited time, that ad kama means what's the minimum length of a journey. So not every journey which goes outside of a city has to Tefillah Shachrit. There is a minimum length. Minimum length is a parasa. A parasa, Lepoel, is is about Chanoa 2.38 miles, Chazish 2.86 miles. Yeah, it's not a massively long journey. But the Chiddush of Mishnah Berurah is that you have to be outside Shiva Mamas of every small little village all along the way. So there's a machlek Rosh Hashanah Zalman Eibach and Avad Yosef whether or not you make Tzvas HaDerech on the journey from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak. Rosh Hashanah Zalman didn't used to make Tzvas HaDerech on the journey from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak, because all along the way there's houses and there's villages and so on outside next to the road. Ravad used to say Tzvas HaDerech as soon as they left Yerushalayim. It seems he didn't hold of the Mishnah Berurah. Therefore, it seems you out.
Ravad was there from Bnei Brak to Ben Gurion. From Ben Gurion to
Europe. But Ben Gurion to Ben Gurion is built up the whole way.
Dangerous.
Say again?
So the roads are so dangerous.
Okay, so it's a separate thing. We'll get to that in a second. Okay. So the question is, why does it need to be, what's the need of a parasa? So Ben Yehuda brings, and the reason why it's a parasa is because less than a parasa close to the city is not dangerous. So then the question is, if we have a road which is dangerous, do we still wait for it to be, what's the thing again? So the pile, again we pass him, that road which is dangerous, Shasakana, a person can say to us that even if we're not going more than the parasa out. So let's go to an interesting question about aeroplanes. So normally when a person gets on a plane, there's not really, certainly from England, there's not really any shaila, because the journey will go much further than the parasa outside of a city anyway. Except people talk about it, about when you say it, but certainly you'll need to say Tzvas HaDerech on a plane journey. In fact, many airports are outside of a town, so you'd have to say Tzvas HaDerech before you even get to the airport. And the locher is that even if you change your means of travel, you have one Tzvas HaDerech the whole time. So even if it takes you however long it takes you to get there, you only say Tzvas HaDerech once.
It's not you're going to wait to get on the airplane.
So the other day of Ad Kama is that how soon into the journey are you allowed to do it? And so that means, and so the halacha there is you're only allowed to do that to have parasa. So the chetchila we say the person should say Tzvas HaDerech in the first parasa of their journey, so they shouldn't wait. Right? So the they shouldn't wait. Well, it could be even when you go to the airport. But let's get to the plane in a second.
The whole way there's houses, you can't say Tzvas HaDerech from the airport.
Well, it depends. It depends if you hit the M56. I'm not sure if you hit the M56. I'm not sure if there's
roads around the M60.
You think there's houses nearby all the way?
There's everywhere on the M60.
Especially you can't then.
So you can't say Tzvas HaDerech?
Not until you get to the airport, yeah. But some airports are quite far out.
Okay, the airport, then.
But let's go to a different trailer. What about someone who goes up in a plane, but he doesn't go at all outside of the city? So let's say, for example, you get like a helicopter ride. Let's say, if you get a plane, you go up in a helicopter, and you fly around Manchester, you fly around New York.
It's also
so I saw people try to make a whole gig about height. Does it count as height? But the truth is, you don't need to come to that. Because we said, as a derech which is sakana anyway, you already have to say tefillah sederech on. So, Shamsam Leilach again paskind, that when it comes to a plane, as soon as a plane or a helicopter gets high enough, if it fell out of the sky, it would be dangerous. At that point, you mechuyev in tefillah sederech anyway. It doesn't have any difference of how many parasois you are or you're not outside of the city. And likewise, therefore, he says, when you take off, when the plane gets high enough that it would be dangerous if it came back down again, which is not tremendously high, it's probably about a few seconds into the flight, it's not very high. So at that point, a person is muscle. So on that point, they can say, or they should say, Tzvas HaDerech. I saw another shiz of a Debrasina that even when they're taxiing at speed down the runway, I didn't see that inside, so heard when they're already, yeah. Pasha's probably the same reason.
Then he's still on the ground.
Say again?
It's not revving up.
Yeah, that's the real sakana.
That's what I
yeah,
say.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you take
it off? So, either you take off or just make a few seconds, you get to all this. Usually the way we understand parasa is a distance, and it doesn't matter how far, what kind of vehicle you're using. There is a shitter, the shitter of Rav Yosef, based on other shitters earlier days, is that it's time. So he says the time to go past us is 72 minutes. So that'll be quite different. Nowadays you could go past it in a few minutes, really, I guess, on a fast road. So he would hold. Yeah?
A cable would take 72 minutes.
But it has to be outside. Is it outside a cable?
What's outside?
Up a mountain.
Yeah.
Living in Switzerland. Interesting.
Yeah.
Probably have to say for 2 reasons. It's quite dangerous as well, no?
Yeah, it's unsafe.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay. Another Indian which we've put our time to cover is whether or not one has to stop the car, say Tfilas HaDerech or not. So the Gemara brings already in Machlekes, whether or not Tfilas HaDerech can be said walking or not. Chist Amam Omed, Rav Sheshes Aymer, Amar Filu Mahalach, whether or not you can stand or go. So then Gemara brings the story of Chist and Rav Sheshes were going together, and Rav Chist stopped to say Tfilas HaDerech. Rav Sheshes, who couldn't see, said to his Shamash, what's Rav Chista doing? And he said, he stopped to say Tfilas HaDerech. He said, well, we'll also stop. Since anyway, we can wait for him, because he's not going to go, so we might as well say Tfilas HaDerech, now we'll be standing as well. So Bim Machlekes, we're showing him which way you paskin. Is the Gemara, when it brings the story of Rav Sheshes saying Tfilas HaDerech, standing still, is that because he agrees with Rav Chista? Or is it just that he did it, you know, as an extra chumrah, should we say? And so Payal, the paskin are divided. Shulchan Aruch paskins that if possible, a person should stop. But if not possible, if it's difficult, if people are going to go without him, it's going to cause him delay, and so on and so forth, then he can continue. Paskins talk about going in a carriage, and the locher is, again, different days, but the Payal paskin that going in a carriage is a person doesn't need to get out of the carriage, and doesn't need to get out of the car. But the question is, does the car stop or not? So the Ramah brings that the car should stop. So you don't need to get down from your horse or get down from your carriage, because that would be too much of a tircha, and therefore you wouldn't be able to have kavana. But you should stop it in the same way as standing still. So Lepodo we paskin that when driving in a car, it's usually too difficult to stop. If a person that gets is on a quiet road and there's a safe place to pull over, the person should pull over and stop. Again, it doesn't have to get out, but it should pull over and stop. But if it's dangerous in any way, which it sometimes is, it often is, motorways and so on and so forth is quite dangerous. Either it's dangerous or it's a very big tirchas, therefore the person's not going to have kafanas first derech, is going wondering about how long he's delayed on his journey, and the person should say tfilas derech when he's driving. Of course, you can't say tfilas derech when you're driving yourself back. You can't really have kavana properly when you're driving, say tfilas derech. Pardon? You think say tfilas derech when driving and driving safely and still have kavana? Okay. Well, I would think it's probably quite difficult to do.
Well, time you drive, he's always said tfilas derech.
Yeah? Okay. I think it's quite difficult to have kavana. Pardon?
So you should stop,
yeah. Pardon? No, definitely not. No, of course not.
Well,
no, it's a not.
Well, as you said,
you can stop in a service station.
Well, then it's too late.
No, it's not, because that's the malacha as the hotel on the journey. Where according to the way you're allowed to, you're allowed to. Oh, because you're already outside the palace already.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe.
What do you mean outside?
I guess it depends on how bad it affects your kavana. If a person literally can't focus at all and they can't remember what they're saying, then yeah, that's worse than waiting till after the parasha. Yes. Pardon?
Phone collusion. I'm phone tied to him, you phone minion
now. Right, and you say with.
It says it for you, yeah.
The interesting question also about a microphone, I think we should probably stop it, about a microphone. So it seems to be quite a normal thing when people go on buses and the like, they say it's also about a microphone. It seems certainly according to the prominence of the Paskin. Most famously, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and Minchas Yitzchak, and Dan Krauss. It's a person cannot be heard to anything through a microphone. What a person's hearing is not the voice, it's the electric thing. It's like playing an instrument. It's a very, very much stacked machlekes. The Gesmeisha leans a little bit to matter. Rav Radja says that if a person would be able to hear anyway, so all it's really doing is helping them hear, then maybe you can be yoked in that way. But generally speaking, it seems the promise of Paschim is that a person is not yoked to a microphone. So what's the yoter? That when they're saying the bracha through the mic, when they're saying to the microphone, say it with them. Yeah, to repeat it after them. Okay.
Yeah.